screen, little screen. Sponsored by Sky Show. Just $14.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.
It's time for big screen, little screen with Susie Lyon, who joins me to tell me all about the best movies and series that are out there that we can watch mostly on our little screens at the moment. You still staying home, Susie?
Yeah, g'day, Kat. There's not much going to the cinema happening these days, is there?
Not so much. So let's focus on the little screen today. You have got three amazing things that we should check out, and I want to watch all of these. I just don't know which one to watch first. What are we going to start with?
Here we go. The first one I have for you is on Sky Show, and it's called Your Honor. It's set in New Orleans. This miniseries features Emmy winner and Oscar nominee Bryan Cranston from Breaking Bad. He stars as Judge Michael Desiato, who is forced to confront his own deepest convictions when his son is involved in a hit and run that embroils an organized crime family. Essentially, he encourages son to turn himself in, good, but reconsiders, bad, that decision when he finds out that the teenager killed in the accident is a member of a mafia family. The judge hides and disposes of evidence, which has devastating consequences for another family.
This looks absolutely amazing. And I wondered what Bryan Cranston was going to do next after Breaking Bad. I remember him from a kid. There was that series about Malcolm. Do you remember Malcolm in the
yes,
Middle? He was the
Malcolm
dad in that.
In the middle.
Then in Breaking Bad, he is this father figure who is struggling to deal with life and dealing with it in a very strange way. And here he is again, a dad, being that father figure, maybe making not the best decisions.
Yeah, he's really revisiting that role of a father in a desperate situation, and he has to learn to live with the choices that he makes in an effort to protect the people that he loves. And that's a theme that has run through, you know, the Breaking Bad series and now also this. But this is a very different series to Breaking Bad. It's a whole new show.
Let's have a listen.
Dad, I hit somebody and I left him.
Don't tell anyone. Not ever. I can do this. I can keep you safe if no one ever hears about it.
Whoever you are, wherever you are, you will be found.
Described very much as a thriller, and I see why. It has a very respectable amount of stars on IMDb.
Yeah, it has 4 stars on IMDb, and it's been nominated for Golden Globe for Best Performance by an Actor for Bryan Cranston, so it must be worth a watch.
I am hooked already. I really want to see this show. Let's move on to the second one we'll be talking about. This is a series on Netflix. It's called Major Look.
I love to look at art, but I know zero about artists or what's involved in the art world. So this one looks like it's going to be very interesting. It's about a woman who walks into a gallery in New York, and she comes out with a check for tens of millions of dollars. And what she gave the art gallery was 60 artworks from some of the world's most prominent artists. But in time, it's discovered that the artwork are all fakes. So how did this art gallery director, who's experienced with 30 years, fall for this scam, or was she part of it? And so this documentary looks at how everyone was so easily fooled in the art world.
Amazing. So it is actually a documentary. This is a true story. Is it over many episodes?
This is just a once-off. It's a movie documentary film.
Interestingly, though, these artworks do have value, even though they're fake.
Yeah, so when these situations happen where there is fake art that becomes a scam or an interest to the world, all of a sudden it becomes more valuable. So actually, sometimes fake artworks can be considered as valuable as the originals or close to. And an example of that, although it's not fake, would be when Banksy destroyed his own art, and that became instantly valuable, even though it was artwork that was destroyed. So it's a very odd world.
Let's move on to WandaVision out on Disney+.
It sure is. So this one is already out, but it has weekly episodes being released. It stars Elizabeth Olsen and Paul Bettany. And Wanda and Vision, two characters, they're living a seemingly perfect suburban life, but they're trying to conceal their true natures. So Wanda is an Avenger who can harness magic, engage in telepathy and telekinesis, and alter reality. And Vision, her husband, is an android and former Avenger. As each episode takes Wanda and Vision through new decades, starting in the 50s, they encounter that some people are suspicious of them and things are not as they seem.
The little snippets that I have seen of this look very much like Marvel, and it is brought to us by Marvel, has invaded shows such as I Dream of Jeannie or Bewitched. That's exactly what it looks like to me. I've seen snippets that come from the 60s, so I want to play a clip that very much reflects that. Here we go.
This is our home now. I want us to fit in.
Oh, this is gonna be a gas!
Where did you two move from? How long have you been married, and why don't you have children yet?
Our story.
We are an unusual couple, you know?
Oh, I don't think that was ever in question.
It turns out you don't actually have to be a massive Marvel fan to get involved in watching this series, because it is a fun series and it makes a lot of sense without watching all of the previous. I bet there's some little hidden gems though for real fans.
For the real Marvel fans, a little Easter eggs in there, I betcha. You're absolutely right. So just as a little recap, we have looked today at Your Honor from Sky Show. We have looked at Made You Look from Netflix and also WandaVision from Disney Plus. Check them all out. Let us know what you think. We would love to hear from you. Check out this podcast again at worldradio.ch/bigscreenlittlescreen. Thanks very much, Susie.
See you later.
Big Screen, Little Screen. Sponsored by Sky Show. Just $14.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.